decir.
Ups, cosa sin.
That's at the first one. So it's AYC, request for donation. Councillor Hanson, do you want to speak on this donation? And
I don't know anything about any more than this
okay.
email. Sorry.
Okay.
I know that at the board meeting, they did mention that there was million type donations.
So this is a letter from Bonnie Dixon.
I don't think they're looking for big donations, like our usual NYC auction donations.
Okay.
Like, I'm thinking $50-ish.
It's a local showcase, a local business or artist, so we can reach out to somebody in the community. Do you want to put a price, make a motion for a price range to have somebody submit that? That's what it is.
So I thought they were looking for donations.
It says here it's
The ideas of
we did ice time last year. Yeah, I think for four times or something, so they could skate for free or something. That's what we did. Then one time we did buy a pair of moccasins from Twyla. Yeah, we donated. I think that was this year for AYC. Yeah, that was this year.
angry.
Yes,
Yeah.
AGM. Yeah.
I like the idea of skating. A couple hours of skating or
Yeah.
whatever. An hour
a
Or
session.
like a for a family. It's not just one
And
person.
you just get the ice per hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Double ice for the hour.
Yeah. I like that idea. Then if someone from out of town gets it, it brings people to farmhouse. Sure. So, sure. I'll make a motion to donate an hour of ice rinkle for our auction for our
AYC
UC
Festival of
Festival of
Trees.
Trees. Okay.
Okay, do we have a second here?
One second.
We have all in favor.
We also need to make sure that Chanel's aware.
What about schedule?
A
lot of people. Some people come in. We're going
Okay.
skating.
Yeah.
YPG David Eastland, Wayscale update.
How was it?
I don't
No,
know.
it's Eastland.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see it on here. I remember seeing it.
So
It
David
is after
Eastland.
Bonnie Dick, like a.
Yeah, what's not happening?
Sure.
About balanced biogas.
Oh no, it's
Keep
after
going.
the bylaw.
Yeah.
Oh,
After the bye.
no.
Oh, I have it right here.
Oh, there it is. Okay, never mind.
Okay, David Eastland. This is to Prince and Gems. I don't know if you, has anybody had a chance to read this?
Yeah.
No? You have time? He's giving an update here. He's been talking to Jens in corresponding to Prince on what's been going on here. Just an update. Attendant check requires mechanical engineering sign off for an air exchange, required additional equipment, HRV. Installed inspector requirement. So sounds like they need a fresh air unit. It says here the engineer has been hired. Looks like Castle Rock contract was extended. So they're gonna have time to put this in. That Jens has asked for some access to the Wi-Fi setup and the computer and the software so that they could pre-plan for training.
Mm-hmm.
The scale has been calibrated and commissioned. So yeah, they're just looking for, Castle Rock needs to confirm payment for the software training and 1 year support any day now. Since, and Jen's well aware of what's going on here. And it says ACO still needs to do a final connection to power. Castle Rock has agreed to notify immediately when this can be done. Yep. So it looks like any time now that they get this inspector to sign off on it, and you get Google. Any questions on that? Thank you, David Houston. Hey, reports. Council activity reports. Councilor Hansen.
Just continuing to work with the recruitment of a new CAO.
Councilor Mitchell.
I haven't been available for anything. I've just sent to Ross River Farrell. I've been all over the place, so I apologize. I haven't made it to Remembrance Day or meeting right now.
Thanks for keeping the road safe.
But I did make those two hot mates, and I gotta say, you guys did fantastic with those kids. Good work. Awesome. Keep up the good work. And when the Farrell and Ross River come down,
Ross River.
Ross River, that was awesome. All the kids over.
Basically, there's lots of other people on the board and in the background, and the parents and players.
Just seeing all the people from Ross River come all that way down, I just, it was so good to see. Some old friends back.
Yeah. Councilor Weaver?
Nothing much to report. I did sit in on almost all of the interviews for the CAO. And I apologize for missing the Remembrance Day ceremony. I wasn't feeling 100%. Didn't want to spread travel germs. I would miss that. I stayed away.
I do miss them. I love these things. I just love them.
Well, yeah, my report is I also attended the interview process for the CAO recruitment. It is now on its final stages of us looking through and reviewing all those. To thank Council for all of your help and input. I did attend the Remembrance Day ceremonies, and I'd like to thank the community for showing the support. And, actively just working in the community a little bit all over the place. The kids and the community and the coffee and the archery. That's all I have for my report. Association of Yukon Communities. That's what we do.
Next weekend is strategic planning and board meeting. Right, boss. Checking out the new hotel.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. It's pretty exciting.
Farth. Me too, by law here. By law number 321-25, landfill service rates by law. After review, it would be, you could have a motion for all the day.
I'll make a motion to approve one of the of the service rates. These apps.
All good. So recommendations of the Village of Carmack's land fee schedule A 2025. As presented, I don't know if you could pull that up next.
Schedule, you mean?
So as you're reading here, these are the recommended changes as units of measure. As the weigh scale is introduced, only not singular bags would be weighed, but everything else would be by truck because you're bringing in so much. Is that how I'm seeing that?
Truck or trailer, yes.
Truck or trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I just wrote one question. Where did the prices come from?
These prices were based off of a collection of other municipalities. And then we adjusted them to our, like, some of these rates are being changed. It's just the measure of units, which, because before it used to say per trailer or per truckload under that section.
The next question is this about to go to public or reading here about this?
This is just a resolution to change so that the weigh scale process of us being able to weigh what it is to the cost, that's the only thing that's changing.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand. I just hope the public understands that.
I think in the first couple of consultations, it was mentioned that that was the plan. It was going to be by truckload until the weigh scales came in.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But you can, we still have the bag tag process and everything. Nothing will change there. It's more for the commercial side of
bigger stuff.
Things. Yeah. Or if you come with a pickup truck or a trailer of household items, that this would be how that gets calculated. So it's actually more precise on, you know, what you could be charged. Or weight, as if it's more exact.
Well,
I was just going to let Annette, do you want to speak on?
I can only know, like, what Prince told me.
Yeah.
Like, even it wouldn't be, like, if you have, like, a half a trailer full of unsorted waste, for example, you only pay for that. You don't pay, like, the full ton. So it goes by kgs.
Yeah.
So it's like, even if it says now, I think that's probably residents will like, oh, $150 per ton construction. But it might only be 75 if you only have like the weight. So, so it's not, it's just, yes.
Can that be presented in the measure of units as it would be per ton or up to the kg of the amount in the unit?
I think it should be, it should say on the scale, like, yeah, it's a written thing. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we understood when they told us. Yes.
20 cents.
Mm-hmm.
28 cents per kilogram?
Yeah.
So, 28 cents a kilogram.
Now that you have the motion to open the fee schedule, is there any other fees or any other line items that you have questions about?
Yes.
Yes.
Do we have our chipper?
We do have it, yes, but it's because, like, I think when we bought it, we weren't told that it's something with your hydraulic. Like, it's slower, like, it's
the
what do you call it?
Right?
Yeah, the RPM, yes, yeah, but it's working, yes.
Because the clean combustibles,
mm-hmm.
It says if the customer unloads, spreads, and needs to see site clean, but if we're going to be chipping, they won't be doing that.
they would be responsible, like on those larger scale of projects, if they were clearing like a whole lot, they would then talk with the public works general manager or the landfill attendants on what, where that location is, and then they would be responsible, or there would be a fee for us to do it. Like that could be a discussion of what they have laid out in their policies on what they handle. But there is, like, as it sits right now, the contractor can go in there and dump in the vegetation area, and they have in the past then pushed it to make it so it's not, you know, as large or spread out as they drop it, right? Because they can only drop in a certain area.
Mm-hmm.
Does that kind of... So it says that if the customer unloads, spreads, and leaves the site clean, so they would work with the public works general manager or the site, like landfill, on what they're doing. Mm-hmm. That would be a major, like, size of a load, right?
Mm-hmm. Not just in going with the garden.
No.
Mm-hmm. Actually, your garden stuff, if you have compost. Branches or something, yeah, it's compost. So it would be, yeah, going there. Yeah.
So right now, brush is clean, but now the thing will be hung over.
If they're not, if they're just dumping it and even mess with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's free. If you're
so you're going to have to weigh them and whether they're. Because you won't know until they're done if they're going to leave a mess or not.
I don't think you could weigh them. That's a good question, because yeah. It could be something like, be wet that's in a trailer or a truck.
But if you're charging by the ton, so you got to weigh.
I think that is a miss.
Yeah. I would think so.
Misinterpreted charge, because it shouldn't be per ton. It should be that if it was left.
One time charge, I would think, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
For instance, yeah.
This would be a measure of the input.
That's how it would be. Because if somebody left material and you weighed them, it was left in the back of your truck.
That's what I was. That's, it didn't make sense.
Or snow or whatever it is, right? It's good.
How does one get the Freon out of the fridge freezer for Felix? Because they have to be only there when you take it. Does the average Joe know how to do that? Because aren't you just letting it off into the atmosphere anyway if you're going
to... I've never actually done that.
That's an excellent question.
That's a good question.
I don't think you're allowed to do it.
Yeah.
I think it would have to be like manufacturer, like in the book, or when you look up what type of grid you have, that those recommendations, those cautions, and those procedures would be like, it would be like the line item on how to do that or where to go or get that done.
So then we aren't accepting bridges or freezers, pretty much.
No, there's, I believe they do that part as like the scrappers do that.
But this says the fluids must be removed prior to drop-off. Doesn't give an alternative that if you don't have it, then we're not taking it. We'll take it for a part for feed or something.
That should be new. Yeah.
We are kids. We need to know the dolphins.
I would think
that there needs to...
that they could be $25, same as the washer and dryer, if the fluids are removed, and $50 if they aren't removed.
That's what we had before, yes. But I think most people said, oh, yeah, like the fluids are out because they wanted to save, right? Instead of paying $50, but I think in real life, they're still in there. Because yeah, you're not supposed to fiddle with all, like you said, yeah.
We just letting just them out. Let it yeah. up into the atmosphere yeah. and see what's on anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm it's just.
So we should remove
so
that.
So you think there should just be one price, no matter if it's in there or not? And you just accept
I would them. Think, yeah.
Just a yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
you have a
first. That or is there so much damage coming out of it? Should we even take it?
So we take the responsibility of the solid waste would be yeah. to be able to accept. So if we need to find out what that procedure would be, then we need to do that.
We're just trying to start and say there when we were kids, people didn't do that. We'd go to the dump and we'd throw rocks. We threw rocks and everything. And we just love the notion of shot stuff. The smell was something, I don't know if we were killing ourselves, breeding stuff, but we were just.
Well, that's something that Annette and Prince and Jens can look into for us to see, like when we have it here, we're making recommendations right now to see what that looks like. Then we can come back and possibly adjust those lines to represent what that physical part of it is.
Thanks, Justin. Maybe we should wait to do this with the next meeting then. Since the scale's not going to be up and running before then, anyway. Well, we can figure out those numbers. We don't want to approve it now and then bring it back in a month and change it again.
So you want to table the resolution till
the next council meeting?
To find out what the procedures of the physical part of
the
refrigerant would be. That's good.
And then also change the wording on the brush.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Next step of notes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Motion to table it.
Yeah.
All in favor? Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. New and unfinished bids. Bylaws.
Should it be under bylaws?
It should be under bylaws. By-election.
This is a by-election bylaw?
It's the appointment.
Do we have to appoint a returning officer?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you do.
Oh, it's not on there. I just put it up there. Sorry. Yeah, because we didn't know if we decided.
Does Bonnie want to do it again?
Yes. Yes.
I don't think so, but she does.
No, she came in last Thursday. Yeah, she was asking. Yes. Let me know when you are on done. Okay, make it a little bit bigger. That's for now, but we didn't know because now, technically, we can do first nomination day December 12th. That's what I found out from Arbor today. So, but then it would be election day would be January 1st, which I guess doesn't work for us. Yeah. So, or we can extend, we can ask for an extension if we want to do it in like later in January. But it's up to council. That's what I told her. Like, I need to let her know by tomorrow morning what you decided.
Well, let's make the motion to put it on the table and we need to discuss
mm-hmm.
it.
So, right now, I think that's what we kind of figured out. The date, nomination day would be December 27th.
That's a Saturday.
Yeah, she said that's okay. And I think the regular poll would be January 15th. But we can still change, I think, there's some date. No, it has to be 3 weeks.
Thursday.
Yeah, first Thursday. Yeah, after nomination.
Still need a motion. Which motion that we could file 3222-25 first reading? Being a bylaw of the Village of CarMax to appoint the returning officer. To it's the by election bylaw, is it not?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the by election bylaw. Second.
All in favor.
Okay, so it has to be within 30 or within no
32
45
yes.
days.
Yes.
So it was the 4th of November, so that 15th from the be the 9th. Yeah, we wouldn't be able to have it till night past the 19th.
Like I said, I need to figure out, yeah.
Or is it calendar days or is it weekdays?
Calendar days.
Calendar
yes.
days. So mm-hmm. 45 days from November 2nd.
November it goes
4th.
November 12th. When the recount was. So it started on November 12th.
No, the, her resignation started on November 4th, the day she
yes,
came.
But the results were, what do you call it? Like done on November 12th because they had to.
But she resigned anyway.
Yeah, but that's what
but
I can
the,
just only tell you what Albert
initiated.
Yeah.
Was
yeah.
Deemed.
But the
recount
was for a whole crew. It had nothing to do with here.
I think they had to do the whole thing because that's what Alba told me. Yeah.
There wasn't official results.
Yeah, official.
She officially resigned.
Yeah.
But it still initiated the recount.
Yeah. It's okay, pull it up.
But she didn't change the date of her life when she resigned. So mm-hmm. she really resigned on the board. Whether she was elected or not, maybe even if she wasn't elected, she was going to resign. She did resign. I don't get it.
Okay, I pulled this up. I got this email today from Alba.
Yeah, I don't think it matters when the official results were because she resigned. It's she could have resigned for any reason.
Yeah, she resigned.
Okay, just 1 second. It does talk about resignation.
Yeah,
if it happens before the
I think first. That is why she resigned right away to avoid
this. Yeah.
Waiting for official election results and. Pushing things into Christmas on paper. Because Corey knows these dates. Which is a big reason why she's really going to be missed.
On the resignation of the council,
mm-hmm.
of that person, on the person being qualified, that's when the vacancy arises.
Okay.
What did Corey's letter say? Did it say because I have been elected to the legislature? Or no, did she just say I'm resigning? Well, then that's what it is.
Okay.
I would think I'll argue with Arthur if you want me to phone her tomorrow.
You want to have the clutters?
Well, we have. I think we have to have the nomination before the 19th.
And I think it would be on the 8th, right? Election day?
January 1st.
Yeah, that's why. So, yeah, that's what she said. Would be January 1st then.
So that's four.
Well, then let's have it earlier.
Why does it have to be on the third, on a Thursday?
Why don't we have nomination day on December 4th, and then we can have election on Christmas Day?
That's right.
Instead of New Year's Day.
Hey, then we have a turkey here?
Watch that.
Yeah.
But then advance poll.
It would still have to be on Christmas. Three Thursdays after the 8th is Christmas. I don't like these dates.
It's a very tough. The other option is pushing an extension. If they're willing to January.
I honestly think we should push an extension so the election is in January. Because it's not fair for people that want to run, want to vote, or working.
To have on Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas, or even during the Christmas holidays is difficult.
We'll probably have someone bitch that it's not sooner, but I agree with you.
Yeah.
Push it later. Yeah, you can see the holidays you don't need now. That's my opinion.
Whatever's
not.
Gotta have municipal staff come and open the office if we're closed.
No, maybe we should. Well, 3/3 of us are in favor of it, so.
Which would mean?
2/3 of me, we've got 3/4. We got more than you need.
Okay. What's your motion then?
Well, I have to go through the count. What day do we want the election to be on?
On the first week after January?